Talking with Mike Dearing, Executive Vice President of the Missouri Cattlemen's, following the Governor's roundtable press conference this morning about drought mitigation and steps that are being taken. From the Cattlemen's perspective, Mike, is this good news?
Well, what we're seeing from this administration that we haven't seen in the past in these times of need is coordinated communication between state agencies. And I can't stress how important that is, especially for farm and ranch families who are struggling in this time of drought, struggling in what direction to go. Having to wade through bureaucracy and talk to multiple different agencies to try to figure out what programs are available, what they can and can't do to provide forage to their livestock and so forth. And just simplifying that and streamlining that and getting everyone on the same page, that alone is a big deal.
All right, so they talked about allowing access to public water for mitigation, to feed to get water to cattle, because these are, in terms of getting access to that water, how important is that?
So that's something that our association can really hang its hat on. We push this administration very hard to look at water solutions. There are feed alternatives out there for livestock, but there is no alternative for water. So we worked with the governor's office. We asked them to work with the Department of Conservation for access points to where we can pump water, get local fire departments involved, get the National Guard involved as well. So getting access to water is our association's number one priority. That is something that that will put people out of business. Feed alternatives, that's one thing, but water, There's no alternative for that.
Logistically, how does a farmer do this, get this water to where they need to be? I mean, how difficult is that?
So we're hoping this will be a simple process. I'm sure there'll be hurdles in the way. But due to the administration forming one phone number, one website that everybody can go to, find that point of contact for those access points, I think should be easy as far as pumping it. That will be a challenge if farmers don't have their own pump. That's why we're trying to get the local fire departments involved. I don't think that's been done yet, but trying to get those folks involved and then also trying to find some access to pumps. Working also, communicating, trying to get some communications going with the National Guard on utilizing their pumps as well.
How important is the hay lottery?
You know, the hay shortage right now, you know, the governor mentioned a lot of farmers are about a third of their hay production that they had in previous years. I would say that's a pretty optimistic number. I think it's more like 50 to 60% less hay, what we're seeing. So any access to hay, you know, the early announcement of the release of CRP ground, this announcement of state parks, any access to be able to bale hay is important. The lottery system, you know, there's going to be some hurt feelings. You have that, whether it's the wells in 2012 or this, but at least they're trying to do something and give some farmers the opportunity. We just hope the right farmers get that and that we don't have people taking advantage of this system. This is not the time for opportunism, so we want to help the people who really need it.
Mike, bottom line, culling of herds going on. The governor was very blunt in saying that we're going to see some folks go out of business here, row crop, livestock. What are you hearing?
Well, that's true. I mean, just like in 2012, there will be people that go out of business. It's a sad fact. I mean, we get calls every single day when you hear a grown man cry, worried about what they're going to do. It really impacts you. So, you know, having these conversations with these farmers who are trying to find solutions on where to go next is a very challenging thing.
Introduce yourself to
Greg Buckman. I'm the current president of the Missouri Cattlemen Association.
Greg, you're a cattle producer, and you were just standing here with me with Mike Dearing, and how has this hit your operation, and in terms of representing the cattlemen members that you have, how important is this?
Well, first of all, my heart goes out to all the other producers who are suffering through these hard times. I'm somewhat fortunate in the center of Missouri. We've had just a little bit more rain than they have north of us. Our hay crop is about 60%. Our water issues are solved by the county water systems we have. But some of the fellows that I talked to at the state fair are going through some really unusual situations that are not very easily solved.
What county are you in?
Boone County.
So you think that these mitigation efforts by these state departments coordinated under the office of the governor is a good thing?
Well, it's a wonderful thing. I don't think it's ever happened in the history of the state before. And the fact that we've thought of ways. The lottery, yes, it's going to have its hiccups, and pumping water is a issue, but at least now it's available. It was never available before.
2012, you made it through that.
Barely, yes, I can still remember that one.
Did you dig a well?
No. I'm fortunate, and Boone County is very heavily populated, so it lowers the cost of real water lines. So I was able to hook into water lines and bypass my ponds with automatic waterers.
Did your ponds dry up in 2012?
Yes, and they're dry today, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.